said what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast.
We're two unqualified friends.
Two unhinged comedians.
Determine once and for all what is good.
And what is bad.
Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. It's me, Blair Payton.
And me, Sterling Mulberry.
I just love doing openings where it feels like we're on a Broadway stage. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it's interesting. Wait, really quick. Okay, that just made me think about, shout out to this boy that I grew up with, but this boy once told my friend who I like went to like high school, all that kind of stuff with, that when I was moving to New York City, he told my friend was like, oh, Sterling's moving to New York. And he's like, oh, that makes sense because I feel like she's the type of person. He's like, she's the type of person who would do like spirit fingers, like walking down Broadway Avenue singing a tune. And I literally.
What, has he ever met you?
I know. I was like, so he like, maybe he didn't say that the phrase exactly, but that's kind of what he implied. He's like, oh no, it makes sense. Sterling's in New York because of like Broadway. Like,
I feel like he needs to get reacquainted with you.
I know. I literally was like, that is the most, like, I'm doing like a Charleston. He thinks I'm like the type of person who's doing a Charleston down Broadway being like, start spreading the news. Like, literally, I'm like, that's not me. Okay. But I don't know. That's who he believes I am, which is humiliating. But anyways, Blair, how are you doing? I feel like you've been struggling this week.
I have been struggling. I have been traveling for the past 2 weeks. I went to Croatia and then immediately after that went to Nashville for my niece's graduation. She's smart. She graduated from law school. So if we get into legal trouble...
Perfect.
So I like to, as a homosexual who is of a certain age, when you're in this community, you're required to keep it tight. And so I like to go to the gym. I like to go at least 5 days a week. I'm very strict.
Wow, that is so many.
If you make it part of your routine, it doesn't feel as daunting. But the thing is, I have been off for almost 2.5 weeks. So now it feels daunting.
Do you know I haven't been to the gym since 2016?
But you kind of run sometimes and climb on rocks illegally.
I ran 8 miles yesterday. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
Jeez, that feels daunting. But no, I haven't been to the gym in forever. So Tuesday I went. And, you know, there's a program at CrossFit and it was front squats. So I was just like, yeah, I got this. And I was working my way up to my weight. So I was squatting with 135.
Wow.
And
so hot.
Thank you. If only a guy would say that to me, then I'd feel better. But I appreciate it coming from you. Uh-huh. It doesn't hold as much heft, but.
Well.
So anyways, I was in the down position and that's when I heard / felt a pop.
Oh, God.
And I dropped my weight. And let me tell you, every day since then, like I woke up Wednesday morning and I was like, there's no way in hell I'm going to work. I had to call out of work because getting out of my bed and then crawling down my ladder and just going to the bathroom, this took me 20 minutes and I sat down on that toilet.
It's giving like Carrie when she had to call Miranda.
It's more so and just like that when Carrie had to get a hip replacement and she couldn't get out of bed. It was more that vibe.
Okay.
Oh, so I talked about it on TikTok. I got hot, fresh content over there. Check it out. But on TikTok, I was talking about it. Someone was like, you may have a slipped disc or a hernia or something. And I was like, ooh, careful who you're talking to. I'm a hypochondriac.
Yeah, don't ever tell Blair he has a disease. He'll be nervous, not freak out, but gets a little nervous. I hope you feel better soon, dude.
I'm feeling better. I have a salon pause lidocaine patch on my back right now, so I'm holding it together.
I'm also holding it together because you'll never believe this. As much as I love my friend Blair, right here on the pod, my good dear friend, I just want to shout out that I came on the podcast today. I was feeling a little low. And my dear friend, I said, Blair, I'm really worried about my future, basically. And he goes, well, what do you want me to say?
He did not say it like that.
He didn't say like, oh, Sterling, you got it, girl. You're going to figure it out. He just said, well, what do you want me to say?
No.
Oh, no.
You're making it sound worse because I was just like, Because you said something to the effect, like, I'll ultimately be fine, but yes. I'm just worried about career prospects. Uh-huh. And I was just like, I wish I had good advice. I really don't know what to tell you. Okay, now that I'm saying it out loud, I don't think I'm defending myself at all. But it wasn't meant to. There was support. You just have to dig for it.
You have to dig for it. You have to go, you have to go a little deeper.
See, the sport was I was listening to you complain, and I was being empathetic
in
a way.
I don't know if I'm complaining. I was just sharing my feelings. I wasn't even complaining. I wouldn't define it as complaining. I was being a little worried and expressing that to my
friend. She was whining, you guys.
No, I wasn't whining.
And she was like, woe is me.
If I actually do need to whine about something really quick, mm-hmm. I need to whine about something that's been happening to us on our Instagram, Bad Behavior NYC. Bad Behavior NYC, please follow us. So as you know, we have amazing guests on our podcast. One's actually about mm-hmm. to come in the room any single second. We have amazing guests that we reach out to. But, you know, we try. We shoot our shot, you know? We're shooting our shot mm-hmm. a lot. And what we've been finding is that I will email people or even DM, and they will look at our Instagram story, and I can see that they saw our Instagram story, and then they won't respond to our message. And that's sad. There's nothing worse than being like, oh, they saw the message and looked at our profile and still said, I'm going to ghost you.
They're like hard pass. Like, they're these like, people feel like a lot.
They're not even going to make up an excuse. I'm like, if I'm going to look at someone's Instagram story, I would at least respond. But I will say, bold. And I love that for all of these people. And you guys, one day we'll get you on the pod and we're going to dig in.
Yeah, we're going to dig in, and we're immediately going to deem you bad behavior, because I mean, at least for me, I always have an excuse locked and loaded. Okay. But that's also,
what would be your excuse?
Well, here's the thing. I'm so desperate for attention that I would say yes.
You were like, but if I actually, you would never find us in that position, because we'd literally say yes immediately. Well, Blair commented on Molly Shannon's Instagram post to be like, okay. Hey, we're big fans. We'd love to get you on our podcast.
Okay, hold on.
Shannon. Sorry.
Thursday morning, she had posted that a new episode of The Other Two is live. And I commented.
Which we love
I
was that like, show.
I love it. And I commented. Like, she posted it. It had been up for like 5 minutes. And I said, oh, I'm currently watching it now. Love it. And then she liked it. And I was like, oh, she liked it. And it was still early enough before there was a lot of comments rolling in. So I was like, I'm going to shoot my shot. And I was like, yeah. You know, me and Sterling at sterling.km would love to have you on Bad Behavior NYC.
No, I love it. Well, Molly, I'm sure you're one of our million listeners to this podcast. So if you want to come mm-hmm. on the pod any single day or time, we'd love to have you. But
slide into our DMs.
Who we'd want to have more is our guest today.
Ooh, tell us about our guest.
Our guest is one of my dear friends. I've known her for, I think I met her the first week I moved to New York City, 2016. You know her from her podcast, What Can I Get Started For You? And check her out this June at the Hollywood Fringe Festival with her musical, Something Like Musical. Please welcome our friend, Kelsey Harper. Well, Kelsey, thank you so much for coming actually to my bedroom yes. in the city of Los Angeles. We have another guest in bedroom, not in studio, in bedroom today.
And it's a really nice space.
What's so fun for me on my end is like, it's like that thing in high school where you're not invited to the party, but you hear about it or see it happening. So that's the vibe I'm getting, and it's delightful.
Okay, wait, in the opening I talked about, basically, we'll like message people to come on the podcast. I'm sure you did this as well to come on your podcast. Mm-hmm. Kelsey had a hit podcast. Everyone's begging for season two, Kelsey.
And I'm saying, I didn't pay me $20,000.
She's saying, pay her $20,000. So,
but you should do it for the love of performance.
Oh, no. Okay.
As we've established, this is actually a podcast that loves capitalism. So we are only doing things for money now. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure you reach out to a lot of people to be on your podcast. And it's very vulnerable. You're really shooting your shot. But we've had a couple of people, and we're, again, not going to call them out by name. I'm sure they're avid listeners. But that we've reached out to via email or DM that will then look at our Instagram story. So I see that they saw. You know, I see that they know.
And checking like a hawk.
Yeah, we're checking like a hawk. If anyone ever thinks that we don't have the mental illness, that we don't check who sees our Instagram stories, that's not who we are.
And it's not even once at the end of the 24-hour period.
this multiple times. It's refreshing.
If it comes to
mind. I just don't know what point in your life you get to that you're not checking who saw your Instagram stories.
I'm hoping 35.
You think 35?
I got a fun fact for you, Kelsey. At 40, it gets worse.
So. Oh, you're checking it more? You think you check your Instagram more stories more than at age...
No, 30? I can't. I don't have time.
Get ready to be exhausted and up your meds.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to the future. I'm really excited, yeah. Okay, so Kelsey, we are seeing that they are looking at our Instagram story to kind of see who we are.
Yeah.
And then they don't respond to our message. Yeah. So anyways, what do you think about this? Do you think that's fine behavior or what's going on?
No, it's not fine behavior. Here's what I think about it.
Yes, please.
I am like... Oh, sorry. I'm like an elephant never forgets. Okay. Oh. So I'm like, I will never forget what you did to me.
Oh.
And one day, far in the future, I'll have something that you want.
Oh.
And I will not forget what you did to me, which was look at my Instagram story and then never respond.
And
to
never
me.
Respond.
Are you Capricorn?
Yes.
I am too. Yep.
Wait, really? Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
People don't usually get that. Because I feel like everyone that says about Capricorns, they're like, they're evil, they want money, whatever. And I'm like, I think I get along with people pretty well. So
I just never forget.
Vindictive.
Yeah. Anyways, that's kind of the pressing question you wanted to get into today.
Well, you should try email too, but I haven't, this is a mentally ill thing that I do, is that I have an email tracker on my emails.
I have that.
Do you have that?
When I was trying
to do that?
Capricorns in the house.
It doesn't help because then I just know it tells you how many times they open it.
Wait, and they don't know that you have that?
Oh, no.
I thought if you had that, they knew that you had
you
that.
You can delete it off the bottom.
No, sometimes they do because I was trying to get an agent.
Kelsey's literally shaking.
And
you just ruined her life.
No. So I think some of the bigger agencies, because I was cold emailing agents trying to get representation. And I was like, I want to know if these fuckers are reading my stuff because I'm putting a lot of effort into this. And so
exactly.
They were like, resend again, but turn off your email tracker.
I'm
Oh my God.
Some will know.
Okay. Well, Kelsey, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. I'm
thrilled. Like to ask everyone who comes on the podcast, kind of how do you usually approach conflict?
And because we know you're a Capricorn, I feel like I know this answer, but go ahead. I want to hear it. I want to hear it from your mouth.
I'm a Capricorn, but I'm also from Texas.
So. Oh, that changes everything.
I'm from Virginia, so...
Southern
Belle-ish, hey. Yeah. I think we're the same people. Wait, is this a parent trap moment? Are we Lindsay Lohan?
I trapped you guys.
Well, when I was younger, I was a lot more averse to that and like just kind of was like, oh, whatever, like I'll just do whatever is needed of me, you know,
yes,
so it's fine. But now I'm an adult and
congrats. I'm
in therapy. Thank you so much. And I feel like I'm pretty good at, like, I just feel like I've gotten a lot better at being, like, if you let people know that something's up, they'll usually try and either fix it or compromise it. So I've gotten a lot less worried about conflict in my recent, like, life, I guess. But I'm also not getting a huge blowout fight usually, so.
How would you normally, like, let someone know that something's up?
I would be like... Usually in person, or be like, okay, and maybe I need to work on my delivery a little bit because I think I get a little scared.
Okay,
but I'd be like, let's go to Cafecito. I'd be like, did you TV my house? Point blank,
and I'll say yeah.
And I'd be like, why did you do that?
I just was really looking to have some fun. Mm-hmm. I was a little bored, and I had a lot of extra toilet paper.
I would be like, how come my house?
Oh, I just thought you'd be like, you'd find it hysterical.
I'd be like, I did, but I was wondering if you would clean it up.
You said I loved that.
I know. Well, I'm trying to like be supportive.
Oh, you're trying to be supportive about my creative passions.
You get more bees with honey or whatever
you're
it
so
is.
Right. Yeah, you're so right.
Yeah, so that's kind of my like middle ground where it's like I'm saying assertive stuff, but I look scared.
But she's
so
scared. People she's are, quivering.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Game for you today. Okay. It's our classic game plan, this podcast called Heaven or Hell. So this is a scale of 1 being hell, 10 being heaven, where you would rank these behaviors.
Okay, great.
Now, Kelsey is a part of, I would say, a comedy duo called Pigeon. Would you describe it as that?
I would describe it exactly.
Okay, amazing. Yes. And so that got us thinking, pigeon, birds. Mm-hmm. So this, Kelsey, our segment today is going to be about behavior surrounding birds.
Okay.
And how you feel about them.
Okay, perfect. I wish I'd worn, I have a shirt that says life without birds. I don't think so. And I was advertised it on Facebook.
You're still
on, unfortunately, and that's the hard
you're still
part.
On Facebook?
Whenever I wear the shirt and somebody that I'm like kind of intimidated by, they're like, oh, where'd you get that? I told them it was advertised on Instagram.
Yeah, you got it. You can't say advertised on Facebook.
I wear it to
Facebook.
The coffee shop sometimes and you get the hottest customers in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
Instagram. Okay, Blair, take us away.
The first one. Your fiancé at your wedding surprises you by releasing a flock of doves as you walk down the aisle.
Heaven or hell?
Okay, I think it's hell because
okay.
I think a lot of those birds die. Because I think they get released. I think like when, I might be wrong.
No, I think you're right.
I think that when they're like trapped, it's like not good for them.
I can't imagine.
You know, their wings are like not having a good time. And then they get released and they're like, you know, I've never seen a dove in real life, so I feel like they're certainly not native to, like, areas I'm hanging out in. So then they get released, and they're like, where am I? Where am
like
I?
Like, disoriented.
And then they get...
And run into trees.
Or killed or eaten by a big hawk or something.
I guess that's hell for you.
Well, it would just be, like, it would be, like, he releases them. We're doing our vows. I'm like, is a dead dove going to
fall on your head?
How many doves were there? You know,
yeah. Are they going to fall? It's not a good way to start out your... journey and marriage, probably starting out with killing doves.
Yeah, I would want to be alerted to something like that so I could maybe make some suggestions and then maybe release something else. It's a 3 or 4.
Okay. All right, number 2, Blair.
A pigeon that, despite many spikes on your windowsill, roosts right next to your NYC apartment window.
That's no problem.
Oh, you're fine with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
10 out of 10.
Oh, you actually like that pigeon's there.
Hang out.
Oh, okay.
Where else are they supposed to go? I came to their house.
I know, just like sometimes I've been in apartments where they've been like really roosting and cooing and it's like, it's not for me.
It's for me. That's fine
okay.
by me.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
It's not for me. Well, so I put spikes outside my window. I didn't want those fuckers outside my window because they're loud and annoying. And I tell you what,
they're loud.
Smart. So a couple of times I saw the birds like in those spikes ruffling their feathers, like trying to get it loose. I had glued those fuckers down. So I came home. They were all in the ground. Like they had gotten them off the sill. I was like, well, I guess they showed me who's boss. So
they really did. That's why you just got to let it rock.
Okay, so that's a 10 for you?
That's a 10 for me, yeah.
Okay. All right, next one.
Number 3. Sitting in the park and having a bird poop on your head. Some say it's good luck, but do you say that?
I was literally, when I heard the first part of the question, I was like, it's good luck?
Yeah.
Here, I don't know. I mean, I obviously don't want bird poop on my head. But one time in college, twice in 1 week, I got pooped on my head.
Wow. And
you would think that wouldn't happen, but it did.
Uh-huh.
And
how was your luck?
Did you like ace all your finals?
No, I wasn't that good at school.
I've been pooped on a lot of times, but yeah, I've never been able to trace that to having really good luck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I would say it's like, again, like a 4.
Our next one. A beloved relative that you love so much passes away and is reincarnated in the form of a hummingbird. Heaven or hell?
Oh, now, this is like they're going to die anyways. I don't want to be like, yeah. Okay. Oh, heaven.
That sounds so nice.
Okay.
But what if they only hum one song? And it's the one
I don't
you
think
hate.
They actually hum. I think they wings don't. Yeah, they don't hum. Flap.
Okay, but what if every morning they tap, tap, tap at your window and they're kind of always fluttering right outside, peering in?
Well, what are they? Always?
Always.
Closing the blinds.
Sometimes. But they're allowed to stop by.
A cute boy starts talking to you, then turns and reveals a leashed parrot perched on his shoulder. Heaven or hell?
It's gotta be hell. It's gotta be hell. Here's the thing. Of all the birds, parrots are pretty annoying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They talk a lot about nothing. And if you're talking to a boy, they're probably already doing that.
Oh, not a
You don't need two of them.
Fair.
You don't need two of them. You're so right. If you're talking to a boy, they're probably talking about nothing. And then a parrot also talking about nothing is a nightmare.
It's like you're not going to get a word in. Yeah. And they're not asking you a question. So, gotta be hell.
I'm so sorry. Blair, are you feeling okay? Are you feeling attacked by us two girls in the pod today?
No, I never talk to boys.
Okay, so that's hell.
Yeah.
Okay,
that would be hell.
And the grand finale.
Okay.
Blair Waldorf, best known from the television series Gossip Girl, as portrayed by Leighton Meester, throwing pieces of bread to ducks in Central Park. Heaven or hell?
Here's the thing. It's actually not supposed to be good for ducks to feed them bread.
Mm.
So it would be hell because the internal struggle of being like, oh no, the ducks are going to get sick. But do I go tell Blair Waldorf to stop doing that? Probably not.
Probably not.
Because I can do confrontation, but not needlessly. I'm like,
I love how you've inserted yourself into the Gossip Girl world.
Yeah. I'm there.
Well, I've literally never done that. I've never done that.
And there, I believe you.
And here's the thing. I don't want to be like this. There's not bread around my house I don't want to eat.
Mm, exactly. Exactly.
I'm eating that bread.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Now it's the part in the show where we're going to hear from you. You have a situation where you don't know if you're in the right or the wrong. And that's why me and Sterling are here.
Mm-hmm.
So dig in. Tell the story. Don't hold back.
To get kind of the situation on the story, we're going back to my time in college when I was in marching band.
Okay.
And this is maybe 2014. So I was in marching band. I played the tuba. And so I was a voice major. I was like, this is boring. This sucks. So I was like, asked the marching band, like directors, I was like, what instruments do you need? And they're like, well, we always need a tuba. So I was like, all right, I'll learn the tuba. So I learned the tuba. So that's how I got in there.
Can I ask how much a tuba weighs?
It weighs like either 35 or 45 pounds.
Yeah, I'm kind of like not surprised that they always need tubas.
They always need tubas. It's pretty heavy. I was in really good shape when I was playing the tuba. You lift it up all the time. As you can imagine, I'm not like that good. I was in it for 3 years. This was my final year. So I was 21 or 22 at the time. And I knew it was my final semester of college. I knew my cousin was getting married on a game day. And I was like, I'm not that good at tuba. I don't have an alternate spot right now. I'm not going to tell the band director for a while. So the wedding was like I think October 3rd. So it's like halfway through the semester. So I'm like doing whatever. I'm like not an alternate for the first time in 2 years. I had like no alternate spots. And so it gets to be like the week before the wedding. And I was like, okay, now it's time. I have to tell the director that I'm not going to be there because you're really not supposed to do that. You would get like a letter dropped if you like miss a game and whatever, and you're supposed to tell them way ahead of time so that they can plan. And it was an away game. Okay. So there's like a lot of planning that goes into that. So I'm like, oh, gotta go in and tell him. And so the reason I waited, so we were learning a new drill that week. So I had not technically caused any imposition on anybody because I hadn't learned anything that somebody else was gonna have to relearn. So I told him before then. So it's a week out, but nobody has learned any drill or anything. So I go in. I'm like, hey, like, I'm going to a wedding. So I'm not going to be here for this game. And so we just need to teach an alternate the drill. And he was so mad. He was like, well, was the wedding a surprise? And I was like, no, not to me. He was like, he told me, and this is a direct quote, he said, I would fire you if I could, but I can't because this is school.
I would fire you if I could, but I can't because this is school. Yeah. Wow.
And I was like, iconic. Okay. Yeah. And I was like, all right, well, I won't be there. So anyway, so I feel like I didn't do a bad job because nobody had to relearn anything, but he thought I did a really bad job. And he already disliked me because he felt like, learned this instrument that other people dedicate their lives to, and I was just waltzing in whatever, like making a mockery of whatever. So he didn't like me, which I was like, I'm not that good, so whatever. But anyways, so that's my story.
One question I have, well, I have several questions, but the first question that pops into my brain, what prevented you from telling him sooner?
Because he would have made me an alternate on other things in order to punish me. And I didn't want to be punished.
And just because I was never in band. So an alternate, that just means like an understudy? Is that what that
is? It's so sad. Here's what happens when you're an alternate.
Okay.
All of your friends go down to the, during halftime, 5 minutes before halftime, everyone you love goes down to the field and gets in position, and you in your big tuba sit in the stands, and everybody in the University of Texas Stadium that holds 100,000 people, everyone knows because you're sitting there all by yourself. It's like,
wait, why do they make you bring the tuba?
Because I have to play the rest of the game. You like play during the game, like in the stands, like if they get a touchdown, it's like,
nah, 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 nah. Yeah, yeah.
And then, but to march around during halftime, if you're the alternate, they literally leave behind like 10 people that are like clearly the worst in the whole 400-person band.
So like, why couldn't he have punished you after finding this out?
Well, he could. And he did. But I didn't want it to be the whole year. I wanted to get, you know,
you wanted like a few games not punished. You knew you were going to get punished.
I knew he wasn't going to be happy with me.
Okay, I'm still trying to wrap my head around the alternate thing.
So here's how it works. There's 30 tubas. Sorry, okay. There's 30 tubas.
30 tubas?
Yes.
Okay, I think they can do without one.
Crazy. Yeah. Wait, I don't want to be like this. You were bottom two tubas?
Okay. I bottom five. And I had just learned the tuba 2 years before.
But if they had 30 tubas, why do they need more tubas?
Because you have a spot. Like, you're, like, on the field. You have, like, you're making designs and stuff. So it's
Right.
I didn't sound that good, but I can, like,
do design. March. You can march.
They just tell you where to stand. You get, like,
30 tubas?
There was 400 people in the band.
Wow. College is crazy.
Yeah. It was like a huge state school where football is king in the South. So yeah, it was like big like football vibes. But so there's 30 of us. And then like, and the tuba section a lot of the times would get people that like auditioned for their section, didn't get in, but needed to be put like the tubas needed. So we had like some saxophone players. We had like me who had just learned it. Like there were a lot of like, there were people that were like, a few of them were like majoring in tuba and just like doing marching band. And then there were like some that like.
Sorry. Didn't mean to laugh at that, but that's a weird
thing. No offense. You can major in tuba?
Yeah. I majored in voice. It's like the same thing.
Huh.
Yeah, but that feels a little different.
They're all instruments.
If you're an alternate, like, wouldn't you know the day of if someone's going to like call out to where you have to fill in? Like, why do you have to like still be there?
Yeah, what is
that? So here's what you're doing at a football game.
Okay.
You play before the game. You do like the pregame, which is also like a show.
Right.
So sometimes you're in that, sometimes you're not. Then you go, and in the stands, you play the whole game.
You are playing. You are playing.
You are playing at the game.
They are playing at the game.
But the everybody plays for, like, when you're in the stands. But when you're – then for halftime
– right.
The people that aren't alternates come down and do another, like, show on the ground.
For the halftime.
So – for the halftime.
So the only thing you're missing is halftime.
The only thing you're missing is halftime, but everyone can see.
But everyone can see. So it's humiliating.
Yeah.
I mean. But they need them in the stands because they need, what, more instruments in the stands?
You also are getting a grade for it. It's like showing up to class.
What? It's not
club? I mean, marching band is a class. Yeah.
Marching band is a class.
Yeah. It's part of the class. It would be like not showing up to a test.
Right.
Okay.
But if the test was football.
Yeah. And people are like, oh, so you know the rules of football. I'm like, I was a two. I was on the very last, like, bleacher. I don't know what's going on in the football game. I'm there talking to my friends.
I have some questions you'll never believe about your cousin.
My cousin?
Your cousin. Okay. That's a player in this story we don't know anything about.
Oh,
that
right.
Could change everything.
My cousin Erica.
What's your relationship like with Erica?
Erica's the best. She has three kids now.
So you would never miss this wedding.
No, I'd never. Not for a football game? No.
But not just a football game, it's also a class. It is a grade.
I think I dropped that class at the end of the semester because I didn't want the bad grade.
You dropped marching band?
You have one emergency drop and I never used it. It was my final semester and I was like, I'm not getting a B in band. Like my GPA was about that, so it was more out of principle. But I was like, all right, fine, whatever. If you're an alternate, that's another humiliating thing that happens to you. If you're an alternate, you have to, like, shadow somebody. But obviously the tube is too big, so they make you just walk around behind your friend, like, with your arms up like that to, like, symbolize where the tuba is. Oh, it's so embarrassing. Yeah.
That's really embarrassing.
So I had to shadow whoever it was, but I don't remember. But it was a friend.
Okay, so our moral conundrum today, basically, Blair, is was it bad that she didn't tell her marching band director about the wedding? Because she knew, and she wanted to not tell him so she could not be an alternate. Is that correct?
Yeah.
For a few games, and therefore get to be doing design on field for halftime show and not be humiliated by sitting in the stand and everyone's cackling at her saying that girl's a loser. Yeah. She's bad at the tuba.
Yeah.
As far as the halftime performance, what was it a specific song that you were performing? Like, was it a challenging song?
Here's what I'll say. If it was a challenging song, it did not matter to me because I only played what I could play.
Now, would you say other than not being humiliated by being in the stands for those few games you got to go down to the field for, like, did you get any other perks? Did you maybe, I don't know, have a cutie come up to you? A cutie? I sound like
no
cutie. Did anyone come up to you after the game and say, like, oh, hey, like, that was really cool that you did design on the field for halftime? or you, like, maybe gained, like, a confidence you never had? Like, was there something that, like, other than, like, again, not like just like not having only the negative of not being humiliated. Was there like a positive outcome? And if nothing jumps to mind, cuties. That's okay.
Well, here's something. It's not exactly what. So there was a perk. So as I told you, I had recently learned this instrument. So football is only in the fall. So in the spring, you have to be in some sort of band that keep to make sure you still know how to play your instrument or whatever. It's like a 1 hour class or whatever. So everybody is supposed to audition for these. So I did. And there are four tubas in all of those bands. So two of the people didn't audition and then just got placed anyway, which means they got like one of the worst chairs. So I ended up being second chair. I'm not very good. For whatever reason, there was a tuba solo in one of the songs we're playing. And the guy that was first chair who would play that solo every Thursday was missing because he had a lab. And the director of that band was the director of this one. So he kept, and I knew that he knew, I didn't know how to play tuba that well. And I knew that he knew why. And he always, on Thursdays, the day that I wasn't even going to play it in the concert, he always wanted to play that one. Everybody in the band is looking at me like, this girl sucks. And he's like looking at me like, it's like this. I'm like, I'm bad at this, you know? And like just having a really hard time. And one time he stuck his tongue out at me in the middle of rehearsal. So I will say I wanted to spite him a little bit and be like, make his life a little bit harder.
Oh.
So by putting it off, I was like, whatever, you're not you in charge of me. You and not only stuck his tongue out at me, you know, humiliating me in front of the rest of the band. Cause I'm like,
what the heck?
They don't know why I'm that. I, you know, it's a 400 person band. I have friends, but not all of them are like, I don't want to stand up and be like, just so you know, I learned this a year and a half ago, and that's why I'm bad at this. You know, I do know it, you know. So I also was like punishing him a little bit, to be honest with you.
So your band director's kind of Whiplash, that movie.
He thought he was doing something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was not, I didn't get anything out of it except for some
revenge.
Yeah, a little bit of like revenge, a little bit of spite. And okay. That did feel nice.
I think I'm coming to a judgment. What about you, Sterling?
I think I'm still a little torn. So I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Okay. Well, here's my final argument. So you join this class and you just arbitrarily choose tuba. You got to think, there's so many people where band is their life, you know? And they're like, oh, great. Here comes a fun lady who's ready to play that tuba. We need some good tuba players. We're so glad she's part of the team. And you're just in there like, whatever, you know? And they're just like, they're counting on you. And you are just phoning it in. It sounds like from the very beginning. And this teacher worked his whole life to become a teacher and teach music to children. That's all he ever wanted since the time he was 10.
Oh, you know him?
Yeah. I get a sense from all the stuff I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing. He, at a young age, he was like, I want to learn to play instruments so I can teach other people the gift of music and the love that I have for it. And also, too, I hate to say this, but it just sounds a little conceited because you think you're going to be up there and all these people are judging you for just holding a tuba, but they're so invested in the game. But you're like, no, they're all looking at me. It's just like, no, leave me alone. I'm just a human being.
No, they were.
And so I'm going to say, and to let them know last minute, like, this was the game where they were like, we're going to nail this Pirates of the Caribbean routine. Like, we're really going to show these. It's an away game, so we really got to put our best foot forward with our musical talents. And to be like, hey, I got a wedding in a week. I can't come. Broke his heart.
And he never recovered.
He
really did. And he didn't want to.
And then you just dropped the class. You just like dropped him like a hot potato. You didn't even care about his feelings. You're like, yeah, you're going to punish me? Boom, I'm out. You know? So yeah. I'm saying bad behavior.
Oh, okay. All right, Blair. So bad behavior on Blair's end.
I respect that.
This is a hard case for me because on one hand, I don't like teachers poking their tongues out.
He literally went like this.
Yeah, that's gross. That's so gross.
What if his dentures were loose and he was just trying to move it around?
He wasn't that old.
You don't know his dental hygiene.
I don't.
No. Thank God. That would have been inappropriate. So I don't like that. Teachers should always be keeping their tongues in their mouths. And that's what we say actually every single episode on this podcast.
That and capitalism.
So I don't like that. But something I like even less. And I'm so sorry to have to do this to you, Kelsey, is football. Here's the thing. Football, I don't want to be like this, can be fun. Sometimes it's fun. There's some snacks. It's social hour. But I don't know if you've heard, players' brains are not doing well. I'm bringing that up on today's podcast. Hard. And so by being in band, you're making little designs on the field. Okay. Yes. People now want to attend the games even more because they get to see little designs to Pirates of the Caribbean. So now they want to go to see football even more. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now football is making even more money. There's more people in the stands because there's tubas. Lots of tubas, right? And now that just repeats the cycle of football, right? And then the school's like, we need football because look at all of this money we're making because Kelsey's playing tuba and everyone wants to see tuba designs and also laugh at her in the stands, you know? And so unfortunately, because you're supporting the football industrial complex, I'm going to have to say bad behavior, Kelsey.
That's fair.
Okay, so Blair, I think we officially deemed Kelsey today
bad behavior.
I expected this.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I invite you into my bedroom studio today and deem you bad.
Dr. Hannah's going to find this somewhere and be like, I knew it. She was wrong.
He's going to come for us. All right, Kelsey, if you could read model and celebrity chef Chrissy Teigen's apology whenever you're ready.
I can.
We are all more than our worst moments. I won't ask for your forgiveness, only your patience and tolerance. I ask that you allow me, as I promise to allow you, to own past mistakes and be given the opportunity to seek self-improvement and change. Phew, a lot, I know. Thanks for listening. I was a troll, full stop, and I am sorry.
Wow. How do you feel, Kelsey?
Like a troll.
Okay, well, Kelsey, thank you so much for coming on. Before we wrap up, can you tell everyone where to find you? Any upcoming shows or things to promote?
You can find me on Instagram at Kelsey and then 7_7H.
Wait, 7?
Yeah, so.
So count them out. Count them out.
I kind of have to count them out. But there's a lot of Kelsey Harpers in this world. Yeah. And I was making my Instagram and then I got pissed off and then I went,
oh, yeah.
And then now I have 7_. So you can find me there. I'm on Twitter for however long Twitter's around at Harper_Kelsey when I guess I thought I was going to be a big professional on Twitter. And if you're in LA and you want to see my puppet show, basically the setup is I learn the music to a musical, but I don't look up the plot.
Oh.
And then I perform what I think happens with finger puppets.
That's amazing. Do you know what? Oh, I guess you know what musical.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh.
Yeah. You can buy tickets on the Hollywood Fringe website. My show is called Something Like Musical.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye.
Do you think that was good?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.